WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here. Ever scroll through social media and feel like your body just doesn't measure up? Like you're caught in an endless comparison game that leaves you feeling drained and down. You know that feeling. We live in a world obsessed with perfect bodies, bombarded by unrealistic images and messages that tell us who we should be. But what if I told you there's another way? What if cultivating a positive body image wasn't about chasing an ideal, but about accepting and appreciating the amazing vessel you already have? That's exactly what we're diving into today on Modern Stoicism. Timeless tools for today's challenges. We're talking about developing a positive body image through mindfulness, a powerful practice that can help us shift our focus from external pressures to internal acceptance. It's not about loving every single part of ourselves all the time, because let's be real, we all have days. But it's about cultivating a sense of gratitude and kindness towards our bodies, regardless of what societal standards tell us. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you on this journey. First, recognize that those perfect bodies you see online are often heavily edited and curated. Remember, social media is a highlight reel, not real life. Don't let these carefully constructed images define your worth or shape your perception of beauty. It's like comparing your behind-the-scenes to someone else's polished movie trailer. It's just not fair. Second, practice gratitude for what your body can do. Instead of focusing on perceived flaws, shift your attention to the incredible things your body allows you to experience. Running, dancing, hugging loved ones, tasting delicious food. Appreciate its strength, flexibility, and resilience. Think about all the amazing adventures it takes you on. Third, challenge negative self-talk. When those critical voices in your head start whispering doubts, stop and ask yourself if you'd say those things to a friend. Would you tell your bestie she has flabby arms or an unflattering stomach? Of course not. So why are we so quick to be our own harshest critics? Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer someone you care about. Fourth, focus on health and well-being, not just appearance. Fuel your body with nourishing food, get regular exercise that makes you feel good, and prioritize sleep and stress management. When you take care of your physical health, you'll naturally start to feel better about yourself from the inside out. It's like taking care of a beautiful garden. When it thrives, it shines. And finally, remember that true beauty comes from within. Confidence, kindness, empathy, and passion are far more attractive than any external feature. Let your inner light shine through, and you'll find yourself radiating confidence and self-love that transcends any societal standards. Now, let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She used to get caught up in comparing herself to other women on social media. She spent hours scrolling, feeling inadequate and disheartened. But then she started practicing mindfulness. She began noticing the things her body could do. Hiking through mountains, dancing with abandon, laughing until her sides hurt. She started appreciating the strength and resilience of her body, and slowly but surely her self-image shifted. Sarah realized that true beauty wasn't about conforming to a certain standard, but about celebrating the unique and amazing individual she was. Remember, cultivating a positive body image is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more confident than others, but keep practicing these techniques. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your strengths, and remember that you are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. So go out there and rock your unique, beautiful self. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from hearing it. And hey, if you're feeling inspired, leave a review on your favorite podcast app. It really helps others find the show. See you in the next episode, where we'll be tackling another timeless Stoic tool for navigating the modern world. Keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.